was really like, I would say, 80, 81. It was, the building bookings was too small, right? There was really like, the owner wasn't making any capital improvements to it, obviously because of his age and everything else. And we didn't participate in other income sources, right? So for us to do a joint venture and have a building that we could, you know, do all these shows at, and also it moved from being really like, say, the big local bands all kind of disappeared at that point, right? You know, the Sonics Rendezvous, Destroy All Monsters, they actually weren't the best drawing, but more like 27, you know, the Mutants, things like that, right? And it transformed more into us like saying, like doing it, you know, national talent, and that we could fill a building many times over. And we called it Clutch Cargos. We, you know, we took a cartoon name, and that's what we called that building. And that building had everything from the Dead Kennedys to Duran Duran to Haircut 100 to Gang of Four. I mean, the amount of artists that played that building in that short time period, and then kind of graduated to what we did, you know, we moved to St. Andrews in 82. You know, it was pretty amazing, right? It just was the fact that we could get so much more talent, and there were so many more agents and people participating in that kind of music movement.